You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast Weekly with Eddie Greer and Alex Aiden.
It's that time once again, K-State Nation. Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast. All things Kansas State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas on this Tuesday evening, September 12th, 2023. Checking in with you guys some more content here from K-State sports right here in Manhattan, Kansas, home to K-State University Purple Wildcat Nation, the men's basketball team. Well, we're going to talk about the volleyball and men's teams here for a little bit here on this episode here. Did get the email, but first, I'm going to backtrack again. If you missed out on that announcement, I called it on the reaction show, the first reaction show of the week. After the Troy game, UCF right here in Manhattan, Kansas, next Saturday, 7 p.m. Yes, sir, 7 p.m. right here, Bill Snyder Family Stadium. And for K-State, it's a rarity, right, to open up at home for Big 12 play. And this is going to be UCF's. UCF is, for those that don't know, Central Florida Knights, UCF, University of Central Florida Knights. I was way back, I'm not going to try to date myself right now, was considering going to UCF at one point. Well, I'm excited about this matchup on paper. One of the more tougher matchups coming up for K-State, but we should not overlook Missouri, which K-State's first road game on Saturday in Columbia at 11. So K-State on the road. Chris Kleiman did speak to the media earlier today, so you can go check that out on the website, kstatesports.com, where you can find it pretty much YouTube, anywhere really for that matter, as Chris Kleiman has his guys focused right now on Missouri. So next week, UCF, much anticipated home opener for the Big 12 title defense there. And of course, it's going to be the UCF's first official Big 12 meet matchup there. Pretty sure it's going to be a lot of hype around that. So there's that. Wanted to backtrack a little bit to get you guys caught up on that. Got another email about K-State men's basketball. Of course, Jerome Tang, rich and ever so close. It's going to be here for you know, because obviously with my schedule and being busy as I'm going to be, it's going to be here for you know. We know the opponents, finally, for K-State men's basketball team in 2023-24. It all begins in November the 1st. It's Emporia State. That is a home game. I have the matchup, I have a team schedule right here in front of me. So we're going to go right down the pipe here on this podcast. Emporia State opens it all up November 1st. Man, almost got that switched up. Boy, yeah. So we're like almost approaching mid-September already. And yeah, so we're about a month and a half away from seeing the new team, new look team of Jerome Tang. You got obviously, David Gasson, Naquan Tomlin, Taylor Perry and company will be opening up the season here against Emporia State. And then the all-big matchup that was announced first this summer, Bronny James, USC. That is a huge matchup on the 6th there. Then you got a team I've never heard of before, Bellarmine. Yeah, Bellarmine. We're going with Bellarmine. How about that, folks? On the November the 10th, and then going right to South Dakota State on the 13th. And then Providence for the Barmar Hoops Championship. That is November 17th there. And, of course, actually, this is going to be part of the tournament, I should say. I made an episode about this earlier this summer. You can go find it out on the Purple Project Podcast feed. And I'm going to stop right here. If it's your first time listening to this podcast, Purple Project Podcast, of course, yours truly, Eddie Greer on the mic. Appreciate you for stopping by and giving us a listen here tonight or whenever you listen to this. If you're listening to this in the morning, appreciate you to make us your first listen of the day. Make sure you tell a fellow friend, your roommate, a big K-State fan, an alumni about the Purple Project Podcast. We are continuing. Yes, it hasn't been consistent to my liking, but we're still getting our content out here. For those that are interested, and definitely not all of this, we don't cover just football and men's basketball. We don't do that here. Women's volleyball, which we'll get to in a bit. We got women's basketball, golf, track and field, cross country, got all covered, including yours truly. Busy running schedule on that front. as well. So we're going to have it all covered on all fronts here on this podcast. Okay, back to where I was on the non-con schedule. So, yeah, so Providence is the first game. And then K-State, depending on the result of this game, the following day, again, you got a day off. And then November 19th, Georgia-Miami. Miami, Florida, right? So Miami, remember, Miami is coming off a Final Four run a year ago there. And then November 22nd, Central Arkansas before Thanksgiving holiday there. And then Oral Roberts on the 28th. And then the calendar turns to the final month of the 2023 with North Alabama on the 2nd of December. Villanova, huge matchup there. And that is going to be the Big 12 Big East battle there for K-State. So they have got to welcome Villanova right here in Manhattan, Kansas. Woo! Excited about that one. Folks, we're sort of Villanova, a big whole house name in college hoops. LSU rematch on in Baton Rouge. Remember, the LSU, these two teams met in the, oh my goodness, I cannot think. They met last year in one of the more thrilling games of that mini tournament last year out of the United States there. So they're going to be bringing it back in. But this time we got to go to LSU and Baton Rouge. That is December 9th there. So circle that one. Circle Providence. Circle Villanova. And then Nebraska on the 17th there. That's a home game. So home and home. So finally we get Nebraska coming here instead of going up there to play them over there. And then the 21st in Kansas City, Wichita State. Yes, sir. These games, is Wichita State, have been right down to the wire. Last two seasons with Bruce Weber the first time around. And last year, Jerome Tang got welcomed into the party. Last year when Wichita State came here and gave K-State fits right down to the final 2 minutes of that basketball game last year. We saw some clutch plays there by, if I can remember correctly, Desi Stills making a block there that set up Marquise Noel's huge shot late in that game last year. And it could be the same thing in Kansas City. We'll see. It always comes down to that final last couple possessions against Wichita, pesky Wichita State. And then finally, the non-con schedule ends for K-State in the new year, 2nd of January 24, against Chicago State before everything kicks off with Big 12 play. So I just literally just went down the line and gave you the non-con schedule for Jerome Tang, his second year here at K-State for K-State men's basketball. So that's where we're lined up there with that. Eddie Greer, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State. Got you all things covered. K-State sports from football to cross country. You know what it is there as well. Okay, turn the page over and wrap things up here on this daily edition here tonight. Women's volleyball, get you caught up with that, right? So they had two games last weekend up in Nashville, Tennessee. They took care of Tennessee Martin by the score, swept them 3-0 there, which put them 5-1, but then ran into a buzzsaw. Well, I got really to a buzzsaw. Let me take that back to a hard fought 5 sets there. Let's see if I can twist it over here, if I can get here to, if my computer can open up real quick. Yeah, so here we go. Yeah, so Lipscomb, right, over the weekend, K-State could not hit her jump past Lipscomb there. 3-2 there in one of the more thrilling games of the season so far there as well. Yeah, Lipscomb jumped out to a 2-0 lead, and then K-State roared back with 2. But then in the 5th in the signing set there, Lipscomb, K-State doing back and forth, battling back and forth. By the end of the night, K-State just comes up just a tad short there. Lipscomb, 25-17 in the first set, 25-18 in the second set. Then K-State, 25-19, 25-17, excuse me, in set four, excuse me. A little bit of the allergies going on here late on this podcast, so I apologize for that. And, of course, Lipscomb by 2-17, 2-15 there. As well in Allen Arena there as well. Of course, next up, 4K State matchup with LIU on Thursday afternoon there as well. Jason Mansfield, I got a quote from him well, not a quote, but a quote right here in front of me after the game there. His overall statement from new head coach Jason Mansfield, who has his team now at 5-2 heading into that Thursday afternoon matchup. Quote, "I want to start off by congratulating Lipscomb. They are a great program with a great tradition who played extremely well tonight, especially the first two sets. I'm proud of how our girls battled back and competed in the final three sets. We gave ourselves a chance to make an epic comeback from being down 2-0. Lipscomb just made a couple more plays. In the end, we'll learn from this and get better." And, of course, he recognized a couple of our cats got recognition for the tournament, which was Aaliyah Carter and Sydney Boating. Who else? They were, Big 12 first team coming in here, preseason all Big 12 first team coming in the year. And they did some big things in that two games up there. He mentioned them, quote, saying, "Aaliyah and Sydney were very consistent in both matches this weekend. For us, hitting for high percentages, they took some big swings tonight and continue to make big plays in key moments. They are both working really hard on their game during the week, and I think it's paying off," end quote. So the already the effect of the Jason Mansfield coming in here and giving these girls, confidence, right, to play better. And that's what they're doing right now. I have the team stats right in front of me here. So Lipscomb, 10+10 in the kills, 67-57. Errors, 23-15 Lipscomb. Attempts, 165-142. This looked like really a definite even matchup between these two. Hitting percentage-wise, 267-296. K-State with the advantage there, 88-71 points there. Obviously, goes to Lipscomb, 65-53 in assists. Lipscomb there again, 8 assists, 12-5. Lipscomb blocks all even at 9 in this wild game here. Aaliyah Carter, 17 kills, 2 blocks, and had one of those 9 aces. Let me see if I can get this name right here. Inya Clinton. We'll go with that. I apologize. I'm butchering your first name, but Inya Clinton. Man, I get Clinton, Carter, C's, Carter, Clinton. Clinton, Carter, yeah, you got it. Clinton, 13 kills on the night. Boating added 12 more kills, 8 blocks to his 2 aces there. And then Liz Grigorowski added 7 more kills and 3 blocks on the night. K-State now 5-2 in that matchup. I'm going to back out of here now, out of that screen. Yeah, so they play LIU on Thursday. And then, of course, the anticipated rematch with Rice there on Saturday there as well. Of course, that's going to be a noon start there for K-State volleyball. So not too bad, not too shabby here for Jason Mansfield. I'm anxious to see what they're going to do on Thursday, coming off of a tough loss over the weekend there. So they split the games in Tennessee 1-1. They bumped their record to 5-2 on the year. I had something else here, but I think, let's see, actually, I'm going to go with this here real quick here. I just saw it a moment ago. Oh, yeah, and we'll also go ahead and announce again, like we talked about, me and Alex talked about on yesterday's episode, Cincinnati women's soccer, a huge, maybe the biggest game of the year for K-State. I know it's early, kind of almost mid-September, but for K-State women's soccer, they got to get this game. Cincinnati, that is Thursday night, so a huge game for them. And okay, they got to find a way to get over the hurdle there as well. So we'll see what happens there. You got K-State football preparing here for Missouri going on the road. I'm pretty sure it's going to be hostile in Columbia. Hopefully we can shut those guys up for a second year in a row. I'm going to end this. Well, I said I was going to end the podcast from volleyball. Let me take that back. We'll end this with some Phillip Brooks here in the Pro Project Podcast. All things K-State, Eddie Greer here in Manhattan, Kansas. Phillip Brooks was announced today to the Paul Hornig Award Honor Roll. The Louisville Sports Commission announced today there. Phillip Brooks collected 178 yards, all-purpose yards, and added 2 touchdowns. Phillip Brooks, this was one of his best games as a K-State Wildcat. Obviously, I can think back to where he just lit up KU a few years ago. We talked about on the podcast when this podcast first originated, there when he just owned KU in the special teams game. But Phillip Brooks, he owned Troy last weekend here in Manhattan, Kansas. 178 all-purpose yards there. Obviously, K-State won the game over Troy handily after Troy got on a run in the second quarter. Brooks, who was one of four players in the nation named to the honor roll, tied his career high with 7 catches, 94 yards there, and he missed out on only, which would have been his second 100-yard game, but that stays at one there for him. That's why we call him all reliable on this podcast. That's exactly why he made big plays there when K-State needed it towards halftime in that game. That 39-yard touchdown catch there from Will Howard, huge, with 10 seconds left there as well. Obviously, Phillip Brooks enters this week 14th nationally in the punt returns, averaging just over 12 yards, 18th in kickoff returns there, 26-yard average there. He is only one of two active players in the nation with 1,000 receiving yards, 800 kickoff return yards, 600 punt return yards in his career. My goodness, that, my friends, is impressive right there. So congratulations, which really capped up a big weekend for Phillip Brooks, who came back for his extra year. And so far, it is paying off. Hopefully, he can do a little bit more damage to, I mean, he did it last year to Missouri, last year right here in the rain. Can he do it again on the road in hostile territory this upcoming weekend against Missouri in Columbia? We'll have to find out on Saturday. We got to watch that, I believe, on SEC Network, if I saw that correctly there as well. So get ready for that, folks. We got to watch it on SEC Network. Interesting enough. But, hey, you got to do what you got to do, right? The Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State. Once again, you can find it wherever you get your favorite podcast. We're on iTunes, Spotify, Audioboom, Amazon Music, and a couple more places out there as well, including Podbean as well. We are recently added on to that, so you can go check us out on there when you like. Get caught up on the latest episodes there. I know this has kind of been a new format as of lately, but it's been pretty good for the most part. But there are more episodes on that archive, older episodes. Definitely feel free, go listen to them while you get ready for Missouri this weekend. That's going to wrap things up on another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, PWD edition. Eddie Greer, Go Cats, appreciate you. We will be talking to you guys again at some point this week and getting my prediction for Missouri coming up. Go Cats, Pearl Project Podcast. We rolling out.